The cow's horns, or its hooves, shechorim, were black. So does that preclude it from being a red heifer or not? Yeah, good. Says the Mishnah, you can chop it off. You can cut off the black from hooves and the horns. That's not what it's talking about when it says that it has to be red. And also, obviously, if you chop off the horns or the hooves, that doesn't make the animal a trefa in any way. It doesn't make a pasul. It's not a blemish in any way. Galgal ha'ayin, the eye socket, vashinayim, and the teeth, valashin, and the tongue. If they black, einam poislim bapara. They also don't render the cow unfit. They could be black. Vananesis, if the animal is a dwarf animal, it's a kashara, it's kosher. If kosher, if it was met all the other criteria, it's kosher. Hayabo yabeles v'chasacha, if the animal was had a wart on it and he cut the wart off. Rabbi Yehuda poisel, Rabbi Yehuda says that's it, it's automatically invalid. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, he says, kol makom shenital v'loale makom meser adam, if it was cut off and the red hair didn't grow back, psula, then it is invalid. But if the red hair did grow back, then it is that it would still be a valid animal, which means that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that that even if you cut it off and the red hairs grew back, it would still be invalid. And the halacha follows him. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So if it had some kind of wart on it, that's it. You can't. If you cut the wart off, the animal is now going to be invalid, even if the red hair grows back afterwards.